My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Or an early version of how that song went was Cheap Pine, since the idea of the Norwegian wood that got set on fire isn't a offshoot of the provincial crop here, but it is based on the mid-60s craze of people putting like wood paneling everywhere. And yeah, that's doing one of the earliest mashups ever. Singer-songwriter Alan Copeland fusing together Lalo Schifrin's theme to Mission Impossible, along with his own Alan Copeland Singers, and their take of the Beatles' classic song about a date gone wrong. Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown. And it was released back as a single in 1968, and somehow it won a Grammy, despite its obvious 60s campiness. But honestly, that's always has, you know, you think about the various Leonard Nimoy records and all that that came out around the time. And Copeland was part of the Modern Airs, a vocal group that most famously worked with Glenn Miller and his orchestra in the 40s. And we continue with a little cheesy, smooth sound there. We heard the Liptonians and Prelude off their self-titled debut. And right now in the background, we'll segue into Robert Drazen with Orinoco. So welcome to yet a full-length episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's jubilant little community radio station, CITR 11.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable here in Vancouver. And for those of you on the internet, www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be collecting all the cherry blossoms here until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Later on the show, we'll spring into some of the soundtrack music by Radiohead guitarist Johnny Greenwood. And Greenwood recently worked on the Japanese film of the same name, Norwegian Wood. But we'll also take a look at some of the modern classical music by Greenwood, along with some of his scores and a bit of new Radiohead too. But first things first, and it's going to be Abbotsford, BC's Teen Days. Things are building up nicely for his dream pop project as he has a European tour set up for April. He plays his first show in Toronto ever this May, and this is all in advance of his debut album, due out in May through Lefty Records. It's going to be called All of Us Together, but this track actually was uploaded to Bandcamp earlier this year, and it features vocals by Steph Thompson. So coming up, it is Teen Days with Brooklyn Sunburn here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
You cannot spell Discorder without disco. And to disco is to attend or dance at such a club or party. Attend the Discorder fundraiser March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. There will be bands, swag, a silent auction, and more. Disco with Discorder, March 29th at the Biltmore, and keep that magazine from CITR Radio in print.
So we started off with some new Teen Days, and that was Brooklyn Sunburn. Then we heard Grimes with a bonus track off her breakout album Visions, that was called Angel. And the Vancouverite Montrealer behind Grimes is Claire Boucher, and there's an awesome story about her back in 2009 when she and her then-boyfriend, they built a houseboat, and they launched it on the Mississippi River just outside Minneapolis, intending to drift down towards New Orleans, copied with a copy of the Mark Twain book that helped inspire that adventure. Police in Minnesota, of course, impounded the boat before it left the state, and along with the couple and the Huckleberry Finn book, there was a broken engine, which is why they weren't able to escape, a typewriter, 20 pounds of potatoes, and chickens, all of them on board. Of course, Grimes is actually setting up for another type of travel soon, but in lieu of the seized houseboat, and after some Canadian dates, she's going to set out on a European tour. And then we close with Baths, and they're covering a track off Montreal band Braids, and that was Lamekin, which originally appeared on the Braids album Native Speaker, which came out through Chad Van Galen's Flemish Eye label. And Baths is the project of California producer Will Weisenfeld, who's reportedly working up on a follow-up to his pop music False B-Sides album. And in the background here, this is Robert Drasnin again with Hindara off his 1960 album Voodoo. It's time to anticipate the return of Baltimore's Beach House, and Alex Scally and Victoria LeGrand have a follow-up to 2010's Teen Dream due this May through Sub Pop. It's going to be called Bloom, and here's the song that they shared earlier this month. So this is going to be Beach House with Myth here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver.
Thank you. Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Thanks, Badger. We started off with Beach House and Myth. Then we heard Chris Clark just working at his last name. So it's just Clark. That was Skyward Brew's Descent off Clark's forthcoming Iridelphic album through Warp Records. And just this past week, Clark held a video stream party, or workshop as it were, through from his Berlin studio. He's got some dates in Tokyo and London lined up with Square Pusher soon. And then we heard a former Warp label mate of his, and that was Savex doing with Flim of the 1997 EP Come to Daddy. We haven't really heard a proper release from Aphex Twin or any of the associated side projects he's had in a while. Richard B. James has indicated that he does have albums upon albums worth of music ready, but he's dealing with a divorce right now that's making things tricky for him. Outside of the Analord singles from a few years ago, though, the last Aphex Twin proper release was 2001's Drooks. And then James, the man behind Aphex Twin, appeared last year at the European Culture Congress in Poland in tribute to Polish composer Krzysztof Penderecki, where he did a live remix of two of Penderecki's works. Johnny Greenwood of Radio did the same tribute, and his material for that was recently released, but we're going to slowly zig our way there to hearing those tracks that he came up with. But before I forget, you are listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca. In the background, this is one of the songs that got a little short shift when it was preempted last week. This is from the Girl on a Motorcycle soundtrack. Les Reed here with Big Bear Beat. And there's going to be more cues off the Exploding Head Movies podcast, which is all available through www.citr.ca as well. In the meantime, let's slowly get to some Johnny Greenwood here via his main job. How most of us know him, that's Radiohead. But, of course, we're going to take definitely a scenic route here by going to the XX first. Now, there's a good work on a follow-up to the trio's Enigmatic debut underway, as evidenced by this demo that was posted on their Tumblr recently. So we're going to start off with the XX with the demo version of Open Eyes, and then we're going to follow up with a Jamie XX remix of Radiohead, and then a newish single by the Oxford Quintet. So here we are, the XX with Open Eyes.
Thank you. Thank you. The moon is a rock on a mountain. The lunatics have taken over the asylum, waiting on a rapture. Singing we
catching footage of them playing that. I think it was at Glastonbury, and then from their video segment from the Basement Tapes, I believe it was. After a little bit more Robert Drazen in the background here, this is Mirage off the album Voodoo, which came out in the midst of the Martin Denny Les Baxter Exotica craze of the late 50s. So just to go through that set we went through in the past 15 minutes, we started with a demo version of the XX's Open Eyes, and then we heard Jamie XX work, or actually do a rework of part 3 of Radiohead's Bloom, which appeared as a follow-up remix 12-inch from the TKOL 1 through 7 remix series. And the original version of Bloom appears on Radiohead's most recent album, which TKOL takes its initials from, The King of Limbs. And then we closed off with a new Radiohead track, The Daily Mail, which was released prior to Christmas. And Radiohead start a world tour 2 weeks from now in Seattle, playing a sold-out show April 9th at the Key Arena. No Vancouver, apparently. I don't know, something else is sort of written up on their website or hidden away. Only Canadian dates look to be later on as the tour progresses, and there'll be Montreal and Toronto. So stay tuned, we're going to get into Johnny Greenwood more devotedly here next on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver.
Hi, my name is Manny Malhotra, and I play forward for the Vancouver Canucks. I've also joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us on April 1st as we light the cauldron in celebration of World Autism Awareness Day. Come to Jackpool Plaza and enjoy music, food, entertainment, and family fun. To learn more about the event or how you can donate, volunteer, or participate, visit CanucksAutism.ca.
background. This is Johnny Greenwood with 24 Hour of Charleston, which is off the 2003 soundtrack to the Montage documentary Body Song, which is a score we'll dip into shortly. But I also spoke about Greenwood's work for Krzysztof Penderecki earlier in the show here. And Greenwood has been a fan of Penderecki's music for quite some time, so the chance to collaborate with him was a dream come true for him. Greenwood had studied viola and violin in Oxford University, or if not Oxford University itself, one of the universities of Oxford. And he was offered a chance to see Penderecki conduct in concert, which made a notable impression on him. Which, if you listen to OK Computer, 1997's big album that Radiohead released, the song Climbing Up the Walls featured a string section you didn't normally hear in any sort of rock venue. And Nonesuch recently released the music that Penderecki and Greenwood presented at the European Culture Congress. Penderecki's Threnody for the Victims of Hiroshima and Polymorphia, alongside with Greenwood's responses to both. Now, past episodes of Exploding Head Movies have played the entirety of both of Penderecki's pieces, the Threnody and Polymorphia. Looks like the podcast feed has hidden the Polish episode that had the Threnody, though. But you will hear a strong Penderecki influence in both excerpts of Greenwood's music here. So from the Nonesuch release, and as conducted by Marek Mosz, this is the AUKSO Orchestra, and this is going to be Paquetry from Johnny Greenwood's 48 Responses to Polymorphia. And 48 refers to how many musicians there are in the orchestra. started off with one of the nine pieces of the suite, 48 Responses to Polymorphia, and that was called Pecatry. Then we heard a re-recording of one of Johnny Greenwood's first orchestral pieces. It's itself a response to Krzysztof Penderecki's Trinity for the Victims of Hiroshima. And that was parts 2A and 2B of Popcorn Superhet Receiver. And all those pieces were played by the AUKSO Orchestra, conducted by Marek Mosch, and composed by Greenwood. And those pieces appear on the None Such release shared by Penderecki and Greenwood, just called The Trinity of the Victims of Hiroshima. And in the background, this is some more early Greenwood. This is Iron Swallow from the 2003 documentary Body Song. And Greenwood's soundtrack mixes jazz, electronic, and experimental music for the dialogue-free film, as it covers human life in all its stages. And it was around the time of Body Song that Greenwood actually became BBC Radio 3's composer-in-residence, allowing him access to many musicians such as the BBC Concert Orchestra and the Emperor String Quartet, who I would believe we are going to hear both from, although unfortunately the liner notes for what I have here aren't entirely clear. So let's focus on some of the more classical musics from Body Song, and we're going to start off with Pear Tree here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver. So we continue here with Convergence in the background. But we started off with Johnny Greenwood's and his work from Body Song. We started with Pear Tree, then we heard Tehelet. Unfortunately, I had to ditch one of the tracks that appeared on a subsequent 45 RPM single called Body Song, extras from the film. And, yes, the track and actually the background here, Convergence, has some connection to the soundtrack we're about to hear and actually helped make it ineligible for an Oscar. But that's how we're going to roll here with There Will Be Blood on Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And parts of Convergence were used in the oil derrick scenes for Paul T. Anderson's 2007 film, which starred Daniel Day-Lewis in a viciously epic turn. It's Henry Plainview. I should go down. I'm an oil man. My milkshake brings all the oil men to the yard. I should get up. Anyways, Greenwood was asked to work on the score by Anderson. And after they sorted through hours of music, they opted to go with 33 minutes worth. Including some Arvo Pärt and Johannes Brahms. But part of the score, however, did use some existing material of Greenwood. So along with Convergence here in the background, we have some selections from Popcorn's Super Hit Receiver, which we heard earlier in the show, were recycled. Of course, the Academy of Motion Picture Sciences caught this, realized it, and based on the percentage game that they have for the best score nominees, Greenwood's score was called ineligible. There Will Be Blood was still wound up with 8 nominations, and only won 2, though. One for acting by Day-Lewis, and the other for its fantastic cinematography of a bleak California landscape. So we're going to listen to the BBC Concert Orchestra, led by Robert Ziegler. And some of these cues actually are going to be done by the Emperor Quartet, featuring Caroline Dial on cello and Michael Dusick on a piano. So from There Will Be Blood, there's Johnny Greenwood with Open Spaces, and then you're going to hear probably the most famous cue from the film afterwards. always feels wrong to start fading things out and talking over them. We start off with the yearning strings there of Open Spaces before hitting the... that was Future Markets. And then we heard HW / Hope of New Fields before I talk over here of Prospector's Quartet. All from Johnny Greenwood's score to There Will Be Blood. And for those of you longtime listeners of the show, you may recognize that episode 1 of the old show name Radio Free Gak actually profiled this soundtrack. Although, honestly, taking a look at the listing, I think I only played Future Markets on that show. But I don't think I even made the podcast. So a lot of you have probably either heard it on air or the recording I made, which I think I've buried somewhere. And this is how we're going to segue into the last soundtrack that we are going to profile here. But first, of course, we need to make sure that the appropriate shows that come on after me get their fair shake here. So one second here. You are listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR, Vancouver.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
All right, we'll bring back the There Will Be Blood cue here. Prospector's Quartet. And Greenwood is actually going to be working with Paul Thomas Anderson again for his upcoming film about 50s cult leader. For a while there, it was going to be called The Master, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman, but I don't know if that's going to stick with the name. However, Greenwood has been busy on other scores since then, including what we're going to hear now, which is last year's adaptation of Japanese author Haruki Murakami's 1987 novel, Norwegian Wood, directed by Ang Dung-Trang, about this 1960s Tokyo student uprising scene in a man's relationship with two women. So from Norwegian Wood, we're listening to Johnny Greenwood, again with the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Robert Ziegler, and I think the Emperor Quartet is here as well. So we're going to start off with Musukoshi Jibun no Koto Kinchito Shintaino, which is Japanese for I want to get to know myself a little more here on Exploding Head Movies.
Thank you.
maximum time usage on my part here. From the Japanese film Norwegian Wood, we heard Johnny Greenwood's score, starting off with Musukoshi Shibun no Koto Kinchito Shitai no, then a song I skipped. Then we heard Toki no Senrei wo Okete nai Mono wo Yomuna, which translates as, I don't think we have any translation for that available here. And what we're here in the background right now is Iko Dakara Damatete, which means because you are a good girl, be quiet. Not sure what kind of tone of film this is going for here, but at the very least, Norwegian Wood finally saw release in Canada back in July, though the soundtrack's been available for much longer, also featuring some tracks by krautrock act Can. There's no version of the Beatles song on there, and I've actually run out of time from playing at least the Beatles version. Now, the opposite release thing happened with another of Greenwood's soundtracks. He did the work for We Need to Talk About Kevin, which has been out for a few months already, and Tilda Swinton definitely has won a lot of accolades for it. But there's no word of a soundtrack release yet, so hopefully something comes out soon. And as I just checked the CITR schedule, we have a new show Saturday nights at 7 p.m. called Norwegian Wood, and it's focusing more on Scandinavian pop. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming in a few short minutes here, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it is Canada Post Rock with P-Bone. And then we'll close our broadcast Monday here around 1 a.m. at CITR. And if you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via CITR's website, www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes for all of CITR's fine programming. But search for Exploding Head Movies. You should find it as one of the top results. You can also search Facebook. It's there now. There is some cassette tapes and some other funky sun-type objects there. And I'm also on Twitter as Hungry Bear. Next week, we'll be changing gears again. And speaking of changing gears, this is Michael Dana here with something off Chloe, the soundtrack Don't Want This to Be Over, which is always the case with me. So next week, we'll look at Andrew Bird and his work for the film Norman. But we'll close off with a Punjabi cover of Norwegian Wood. And this is a little something that appeared on When I Was Born for the Seventh Time. So here is Corner Shop. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. And we shall see you in 7 days. I believe that is Easter Monday. Huh.
It's an illusion. It's just left into coconut. That's right. Shed me camera, only call the seaman. Only for that camera to call ya, any a cheap Norwegian luxury. Only care la la meja, jit be the margi. May I wallet the cat for you, old go see me see. May do it beg ya. Sama soch ke odi sharab pee ke assi to baje tak gala kitiyan fe ohne kya saunda sama ho gaya.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 on cable, 88.5, and on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo, doom-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.